Today, the Three Muses, an all-women art group, will hold an exhibit to raise awareness in support of fellow women in art. KGNU's Rosanna Longo-Better went to check it out.
My name is Topaz, and I am a poet, and I bring the words to the Three Muses. I bring the poetic rhythm, the philosophy, and I bring a verbal element to the Muses. I'm very excited to share brand new poetry from my book and poetry that's never been heard before that will warm the hearts of the audience, romantic poetry, soulful poetry, and maybe some poetry that might bring a tear to your eye.
Tell us about your book.
I am an author. My book is called My Mind's Eye, Poetry and Visual Art on Social Justice, Philosophy, and Identity. Very long name. It was published in 2018 and has 11 years of my poetry in it, as well as visual art from the last 15 years.
Ratna, I know that you bring your art. I connect with your art a lot. Why? Because it has layers. And I feel I'm a person with layers. So what are the layers that you are bringing this time to the Three Muses exhibit?
Yes, I'm bringing a visual component of this Three Muses event. I'll be showcasing my brand new collection that I'm very proud of. It will incorporate ancient Mongolian script. In fact, I'll be using a brand new technique that I never used before for my art, including foil letterpress and gold press on a handmade paper. So it's a new texture of the works that I'm creating.
What do the layers represent?
Well, I think especially post-pandemic world, everyone is staring at the screens on a daily basis so much that our eyes sort of used and tired of the totally flat screen, and texture and layering creates this visual interesting effect that stimulates our brains, and it's basically working like a gym for a vision.
We also have Jennifer, and Jennifer is bringing something that I think it's the language of gods. Music. So how is it that you are combining the power of music to the scene of the Three Muses?
What I think of when I think of singing, I think of it, especially if you're doing the act of singing yourself, either for the person singing or the one receiving the singing, it's kind of a somatic full body experience, especially using your voice as we're doing right now. So it becomes it's a very intimate and improvised, immediate experience. The wonderful thing about jazz music, which is what we do, is that it's never the same. Each performance is different. The energy is always different. The way we play is different. The solos are different. So when you are there watching a jazz performance, you are watching a piece of art that's coming to life in front of you that you will never experience again.
Tell me about the magical idea of bringing yourselves together to put out an exhibit that has the three components.
I know both Topaz and Jennifer for quite a while, and I had this idea of us bringing poetry, music, and arts to Boulder scene for quite some time. We've been in search of a perfect space to host the event, and I truly believe in talents of both Topaz and Jennifer, and I think blending our talents all together in one evening is something beautiful, because the guests are getting stimulus on them. You know, mind level, visual level, and sound level. And we're so happy about this event. I think it's going to be a very enjoyable evening to attend in Boulder. I'm inviting everyone to come and see Three Muses live and experience the magic of when Three Muses are getting together.
How can art be healing? Mm. How can it bring us together? How can it heal us?
Yes, I'm very humbled to say that despite of this political propaganda that we're undergoing at the moment, I'm proud to say that I have two American friends who traveled in Russia, who spent some time of their life in Russia, and know that not everyone from Russia is an enemy. And by this event, I hope to break the stigma and unite all of us using arts. And so far, it's going very well.
Is there something else that you want to add?
I think we actually cross, as the three muses, we cross multiple boundaries and like divisions, because we're also of different ages, different races, different countries, and we are still artists that create together and support each other, and it's pretty amazing.
It's true. Topaz Hooper, poet, is in her 20s. Mm-hmm. I'm in my 30s. Jennifer in her 40s. We do coming from a different background, but it doesn't stop us to, you know, connect with each other, connect with a lot of people around us, mm-hmm. and bring a lot of people together, despite of, you know, many things, as Jennifer mentioned, race, age group, religion, and
nationality.
I think our event of Three Muses and our collaboration is a beautiful thing, especially at this politically and racially charged times that we're undergoing. And our collaboration together is a beautiful picture of united vision and a vision beyond the borders or any stigmas. And it's so beautiful that we're bringing this in Boulder, because, you know, I think community of Boulder knows that it's not very
diverse.
And I think this is one of the most diverse art collaboration that Boulder scene have seen.
I second that.
Absolutely agree. And I think we're a tribute to what happens when you look to the soul level of people. Like Jennifer and Rodna said, we all have different exteriors, but our hearts are in the arts, and our hearts are in making change and connecting people and making folks laugh and feel and experience. And I think people who come to this event will feel something. And I think it'll be a positive feeling. Hopefully that will be a light in such a dark and interesting period that we're in. And having one night of a mixed collaboration of art where you can just get lost in the music and the poetry and the artwork and connect with others who are warm-spirited and art lovers too, I think will be a really special experience for the Boulder community.
I have been speaking with Topaz Hooper. She is a poet, part of the Three Muses. I have also been speaking with Radna Siegel. She is the painter. And finally, with Jennifer Davis Flynn, she's the jazz singer in this Three Muses of Arts exhibit that will be on November 11 from 7 to 10 at the 3450 Penrose Place. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longobetter.